CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. The state's largest transit agency will no longer require passengers to wear face masks. RTD made the announcement today after a judge in Florida struck down the federal requirement. RTD says it still encourages passengers to wear face coverings. Smaller transit agencies across the state have made similar announcements too. U.S. Representative Jason Crow of Colorado has returned from Poland, where he observed efforts to help Ukrainian refugees. He says other countries in the region still worry that the war could spill into nearby NATO territory.
These are folks who have been invaded by Russia before. They have a long view of history, and they're worried about it. And that's also why you see countries like Finland and Sweden, who have for a very long time deferred on NATO membership. They've maintained some neutrality, have not joined NATO. They are now expected in the next couple of weeks to make a decision to join NATO.
Crow serves on both the House Armed Services Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. Firefighters were able to put out a grass fire near Tally Ho Trail, south of the Twin Lakes area in Boulder County today. Flames came dangerously close to homes and evacuation orders were underway, but crews were able to stop the fire before alerts went out or any buildings were damaged. Road closures continue in the area. And the Denver Nuggets lost Game 2 of their first-round playoff series last night. The Nuggets took an early lead against the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco, but went down before halftime and never recovered. League MVP finalist Nikola Jokic was ejected from the game in the fourth quarter after receiving a second technical foul for arguing with referees. Game 3 against the Warriors is Thursday in Denver. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.